the International Ministry Light for the Nation's Presence. A Revelations of Heaven and Hell to Seven Youth. Due to the recording this was translated from, we only could record 6 testimonies. Visit to Heaven. The Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 12, "I know a man in Christ, who 14 years ago, whether in the body, or out of the body I do not know, God know, was caught up as far as the third heaven." We were in the room when we had the first experience. And the room started to fill again with the light from the presence of the Lord. It was powerful and lit up the entire room. The room was full of His glory, and it was just beautiful to be before Him. Jesus told to us, "My sons, now I will show you My kingdom, we will go to My glory." Then we immediately took each other's hands, and we started to be lifted up. I looked down, and I noticed that we were going out of our own bodies. As we left our bodies, we were dressed with white robes, and we just started to go up to a very high speed. We arrived in front of a pair of doors, which was the entrance to the kingdom of heaven. All of us were just astonished at what was happening to us. Thankfully, Jesus the Son of God was there with us along with 2 angels, and each of them had 4 wings. The angels began to talk to us, but we did not understand what they were saying. Their language was very different from ours, neither was it like any other one spoken on the earth. These angels were welcoming us and opened those immense doors. We entered, and we saw a wonderful place. We saw different things, and I remember that as soon as we came inside, a perfect peace filled our hearts. The Bible tells us that God would give us a peace that overpasses all human understanding. The first thing I saw was a deer, and I asked one of my friends, "Sandra, are you looking the same thing that I am looking at?" She was not crying and shouting anymore, as when we were in hell. She was smiling and told me, "Yes, Esau, I am looking a deer." With those words I could check and ensure that everything was real. We were really in the kingdom of heaven, and all the horrors that we saw on hell were forgotten immediately. We were in that place just enjoying the glory of God. We entered and came to the place where that deer was. Behind that deer stood a tree, and this tree was huge. It was in the center of that paradise. The Bible tells us in Revelation 2:7, "Whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. I will grant the victor to eat from the tree of life that stands in the paradise of God." This tree is a symbol of Jesus, because Christ is eternal life. Behind that tree was a river of crystalline water that was so clear and beautiful like we never had seen before here on earth. We just wanted to stay in that place. We said to the Lord many times, "Lord, please, do not take us out of this place. We want to be here forever. We don't want to go back to the earth." The Lord answered us, "It is necessary that you go back to give testimony of all the things that I have prepared for those who love me, because I am coming back very soon and my reward is with me." When we saw that river, we hurried there and ran and got inside the river. We remembered the scriptures that say that whoever believes in the Lord, from his belly shall run rivers of living water. The water from this river seemed to have life in itself, so we just immersed ourselves in it. Inside the water and outside of it we could breathe normally just the same. That river was very deep, and there were fish of many different colors swimming in it. The light inside the river and out of it was normal, because we saw that in every part in heaven light did not come from a specific source, everything was just brightly lit up. The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus is the light of that city. While we took those fish in our hands and out of the water, we saw that they didn't die, so we ran to the Lord and asked Him, "Why?" The Lord smiled, and answered that in heaven there is no more death, no more crying, and no more pain. We left the river and started to run to every place, because we wanted to touch and experience everything. We wanted to bring everything back home, because we were just amazed at the things that we saw in heaven. They simply cannot be explained correctly with words. The Apostle Paul, when he was taken to heaven, said he saw things that he never could explain with words, because the greatness of these things that are in the kingdom of heaven are things that have almost no way of describing them. We then came to a very immense place, a very wonderful and beautiful place. This place was full of precious stones, gold, emeralds, rubies, and diamonds. The floor was made of pure gold. We then went to a place where there are three very big books. The first of them was a Bible made of gold. The Word of God tells us in the book of Psalms that the Word of God is eternal and that the Word of God remains in heaven forever. What we were looking at it was nothing more than a huge golden Bible. The pages, the scripture, everything was made of pure gold. The second book that we saw was bigger than the Bible. This book was opened, and an angel was sitting there writing with a pen inside that book. Together with the Lord Jesus, we got closer to see what the angel was writing, and we saw that the angel was writing all of the things that were happening on the earth. Everything that is done, including the date, the hour, everything is recorded there. This is done so the word of the Lord can be fulfilled where it says that the books were opened, and that the people on the earth were judged according to their works that were written in those books. The angel was writing all the things that people were doing here on earth, good or bad, as it is written. We continued to the place where the third book was, and it was even bigger than the last book. This book was closed, but we got closer to it, and all seven of us together took the book down from its stand according to command of the Lord, and we rested the book on a pillar. The pillars or columns in heaven are so wonderful. They are not made like the ones on the earth. These columns were like a braid, and were made of different precious stones. Some were made of diamonds, others were made of pure emeralds, others were made of pure gold, and others were made of a combination of many different type of stones. At that moment, I really could understand that God is really the owner of all things. All gold and silver, he says, the gold is mine, and silver is mine. There I understood that God is absolutely rich and he owns all the riches in the world. I also understood there that the world and all its fullness belongs just to our God. I also realize that he wants to give it to all those who ask in faith. The Lord said, "Ask me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance." This book that we let stand on that column was so big that in order to change from one page to the other, we had to walk with each page to the other side of the book. We tried to read what was in that book, because the Lord asked us to read from it. At the beginning, it was difficult to read because it was written in strange characters that we could not understand. It was different from any other language on the earth, it was something totally heavenly. With the help of the Holy Ghost, we were given grace to understand. It was like a bandage was taken off our eyes, and then we could understand what it was written, as clear as we could understand like it was our own language. We could see that all seven of our names were written in that book. This book was nothing and the book of life, as the Lord told us. We noted that those names written were not the names we used to be called on earth. These names were new, so the word of God can be fulfilled when it says that he would give us a new name that no one else knows is but the person who receives it. We could also pronounce our names, but once the Lord brought us back to the earth, those names were taken from our memories and our hearts. The Word of God is eternal, and it has to be fulfilled. My friends, the Bible says, "Don't let anyone take your crown, do not let anyone to usurp or remove that place that the Father has already for you." In heaven, there are millions of things that are wonderful and that we just cannot express with our mouths. But I want to tell you something. God is waiting for you. However, it is only he that perseveres until the end who will be saved. Second testimony. When we started to go up to the kingdom of heaven, we came to a beautiful place where there were precious doors. There, in front of those doors were two angels. They start to talk, but that dialogue was angelical, and we could not understand what they were saying, but the Holy Ghost gave us understanding. What they were doing was welcoming us. The Lord Jesus put his hands on the doors that they opened. If Jesus were not with us, we would never have been able to come inside heaven. We began to appreciate everything that was in that place. We saw a huge tree that was there. The Bible describes this tree as the tree of life. We went to a river, and we saw that inside that river there were a lot of fish. Everything was just so amazing that my friends and I decided to get inside the water, and we began to swim under that water. We saw the fishes moving from one place to another, and they caressed our bodies. They did not swim away from us as normally happens on earth. The presence of the Lord gave all this fish calm and trust to get close to us because they knew that we were not going to harm them. I was so blessed and marveled that I took one of these fish in my hands and took it out of the water. What was so amazing is that the fish was very quiet, enjoying the presence of the Lord even in my hands. I put the fish back into the water, and I could see in the distance that there were also white horses in that place, as it is written in the Word of God in Revelation 19:11. Then I saw heaven open, and a white horse appeared. Its rider is called Faithful and True. Justly he judges and wages war. Those horses were the horses that the Lord will use when he comes to the earth to take his people, his church, with him. I walked to the horses and began to caress them, and the Lord followed me. He allowed me to ride one of those horses, and when I started to ride that horse, I started to feel something that I had never felt before on earth. I began to experience the peace, the freedom, the love, the holiness that a person can have in that beautiful place. I started to enjoy everything that my eyes could see. I just wanted to enjoy everything in that beautiful paradise that the Lord has prepared for us. We also could see that wedding banquet table that is already served. It has no beginning and no end. We saw the chairs that are prepared for us, and we also saw the crowns of eternal life that are ready to be taken by us. We also saw the delicious foods that are already set for all of those that will be invited to the wedding of the Lamb. Some angelical beings were there with some white cloth to prepare the cloaks that the Lord is preparing for us. I was amazed looking at all these things. The Word of God tells us that we have to receive that kingdom of God like little children. When we were in that place, we were like children. We started to enjoy everything that was in that place, the flowers, the residences. The Lord allowed us to get inside those residences. In that moment, God allowed us to come to a place where there were many children. The Lord was in the middle of them and he started to play with them. He made sure to spend enough time with each of them and he enjoyed being with them. We got close to the Lord and asked him, "Lord, are these children the ones who are going to be born on earth?" The Lord answered, "No, these children are the ones who are aborted on the earth." Upon hearing that, I shook because I felt something inside of me that made me shake. I immediately remembered something that I had done in my past when I did not know the Lord. At that time, I was sharing relationship with a woman, and she got pregnant. When she told me she was pregnant, I did not know what to do, so I asked her for some time to make a decision. Time passed, and when I went to her to tell her the decision that I made, it was already too late because she already had an abortion. That marked my life. Even after I accepted the Lord, in my heart, that abortion was something that I could not forgive myself of. But God would do something that day. He allowed me to enter that place and told me, "Ariel, do you see that girl that is there? That girl is your daughter." When he told me that, and I began to see the girl, I felt how the wound that I had in my soul for such long time started to heal. The Lord allowed me to walk close to her, and the girl got close to me. I could take her in my hands, and saw her eyes, and I could hear from her lips one word, "Daddy." I understood, and I felt that God had mercy on me, and had forgiven me, but I had to learn to forgive myself. Dear friend who reads this, I want to tell you one thing. God has already forgiven your sins, now you have to learn to forgive yourself. I gave thanks to God for allowing me to share this testimony to each of you. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you the honor and glory, because this testimony is of the Lord. The Lord allowed us to receive this revelation. I hope that each of one of our brothers that reads this testimony shall receive also the blessing of this testimony and take it to bless many other places. God bless you. Third testimony. And the Lord shall remove all tear from the eyes of them, and there shall be no more death, and no more crying, nor clamor, nor pain, because the first things passed. When we arrived, these big doors were opened, and I started to see a valley full of flowers. The flowers were beautiful and their smell was exquisite. We started to walk and experience a total freedom, like we had never felt on the earth. We felt a peace that filled our hearts, and while we looked at the flowers, we noticed that they were unique. Each petal was different, genuine, and had a unique color. Inside my heart, I said to my Lord that I wanted to have a flower like one of these. The Lord gave an expression of agreement on his face, and I got close to the flower and began to pull it. Nothing happened, though, and I could not take the flower out from the ground. I couldn't even pull the petals or leaves off of the flower. Then the Lord broke the silence when he said, "Here everything must be done in love." He just touched the flower and the flower surrendered itself in the hand of the Lord. He then gave it to us. We continued walking, and the smell from the flowers was still with us. We arrived at a place where there were a set of very beautiful doors. These doors were not simple, they were very ornate in their craftsmanship, and had precious stones engraved on them. The doors opened, and we entered in a room where there were many people. Everybody was running to and fro making preparations. Some of them carried rolls of white shining cloth over their shoulders, others were carrying spindles of gold and thread, and yet others were taking some kind of plates with something like shields inside them, but everyone was running with effort. We asked the Lord why there was so much effort and hurry. The Lord bid a young man come close, who had a roll of cloth on his shoulders. He came and looked at the Lord reverently. When the Lord asked him why he was carrying that roll of cloth, he just looked at the Lord and said, "Lord, you know what this cloth is for. This cloth is used to make the robes of the redeemed, the robes for the great bride." Upon hearing this, we felt a great joy and peace. Revelation 19:8 tells us, "And it has been granted to her to be dressed in pure, resplendent linen. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints." When we came out of that place, we felt even more peace, because it was beautiful to see that the Lord Himself was making something nice for us. He has the place and the time for you, because you are important to Him. When we came out of that place, our eyes got lost in everything we saw, each detail in heaven. It's like each thing had life in itself, and every object there was giving glory to God. We then came to a place where there were millions and millions of children, of all ages. When they saw the Lord, all of them wanted to hug him to feel more his love, because he was their passion. Jesus was the passion of each child that was in that place. We felt like crying after seeing how the Lord spoiled each of one of these children, how he kissed them and caressed their hands. We saw how angels got close to the Lord and brought babies that were wrapped in linen to him. The Lord caressed, touched, and gave them a kiss on their foreheads, and then the angels took them back with them. We asked the Lord why there were so many children there, if those children were going to be sent to the earth. The Lord sounded touched for a moment, and he said, "No, these children will not be sent to the earth. These are the ones that are being aborted on the earth, whose parents don't want to have them. These are my children, and I love them." I nodded my head, and even my voice trembled to ask the Lord such a question. When I didn't know the Lord, or the true life that he is, I made mistakes and sinned simply like the rest of the people. Among those sins I had an abortion, and there was a moment where I had to be face to face with the Lord and ask him, "Lord, is the baby I aborted long ago here?" The Lord answered, "Yes." I continued walking to one of the sites, and I saw a beautiful little boy, and close to its feet stood an angel. The angel was looking at the Lord, and the boy was standing with his back facing us. In that moment, the Lord told me, "Look, there is your boy." I wanted to see him, so I ran to him, but the angel simply stopped me with his hand. He showed me that I had to listen to the boy first, and then I started to hear what the little one was saying. He was talking, as he was looking in the direction of the other children, and asked to the angel, "Are my daddy and my mommy coming here soon?" The angel, looking at me, answered to him, "Yes, your daddy and your mommy are just about to come." I do not know why I was given the privilege of hearing these words, but in my heart I just knew that these words were the best gift that the Lord could give to me. This little one was not talking with anger or pain, maybe knowing that we did not let him be born. He simply was waiting with the love that God had placed in his heart. We continued walking, but as we were getting further, I kept in my heart a little image of that boy, and I know that each day I have to make an effort to be able to be with him one day. I have one more reason to go there, because someone is already waiting for me in the kingdom of heaven. The word of God tells us in Isaiah 65:19, "I too will rejoice over Jerusalem and will delight in my people. No more will there be heard in her the voice of weeping, or the voice of crying." We came to a place where there were some small mountains, and the Lord Jesus came dancing. In front of him was a crowd of people dressed in white robes, and they lifted their hands with green olive branches. When they waved the branches in the air, they released oil. God has great things prepared for you. Now is the time for you put your heart before him. God bless you. Fourth testimony. In the kingdom of heaven, we saw wonderful things, as it is written in the Word of God, in 1 Corinthians 2:9, but, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has the human heart thought of what God has prepared for those who love him. When we arrived at the kingdom of heaven, it was something so spectacular and wonderful to see so many things, so many big things, and to feel the glory of the Lord. When we got there, we saw that the place was so special, a place with a lot of children. We could say that there were millions of children in that place. We saw that there were children of different ages and heaven was divided in sections. We saw some kind of baby house that sheltered kids of 2, 3, and 4 years of age. We also noticed that the children in the kingdom of heaven grow up and that there also was a school where the children are taught the Word of God. The teachers are the angels. They teach the children worship songs and how to glorify the Lord Jesus. When the Lord arrived there, we could see the immense joy of our King. Even though we could not see his face, we could see his smile that filled the entire place, and when he arrived, all the children just ran to him. In the middle of all those children, we could see Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ on earth. She was a beautiful woman. We did not see her on a throne, and neither was anyone worshipping her. She was there as one of the other women in heaven. Just like all other people on earth, she had to win her salvation. She had white robe and a golden belt around her waist. She had her hair at the level of her waist. We have listened to many people on the earth as they worship Mary as the mother of Jesus, but I want to tell you that the Word of God says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." The only entrance to the kingdom of heaven is Jesus of Nazareth. We also noted that in this place there was no sun or moon, and the Word of God tells us in Revelation 22:5, "And night shall be no more. They will need neither lamplight nor sunlight, for the Lord God will be their light, and they shall reign forever and ever." We could see the glory of God, and if we find it difficult to explain the horrors that we saw in hell, it is even more difficult to try to explain the celestial things we saw and the perfection of our Maker. When we were in that place, the only thing we wanted to do was run, and run, and see all the things that were there. We could lay down on the grass, and we could feel the glory of God. That soft whistle, that soft wind, that caressed our faces, it was something wonderful. In the middle of the sky, we could see a huge cross made in pure gold, but we believe and are convinced that this was not a symbol of idolatry, but more like a symbol that through the death of Jesus in the cross, we have entrance to the kingdom of heaven. We continued walking in heaven. It was just something fascinating walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. There we could know for sure who is the God that we are serving, Jesus of Nazareth. All of us suddenly think that up there is a God that is just waiting for us to commit a sin to punish us and then send us to hell, but that is not reality. We could see the other face of Jesus, the Jesus that is a friend, a Jesus that cries when you cry. Jesus is a God of love, compassion, and mercy, that Jesus that takes us in his hands to help us to continue in the way to the salvation. The Lord Jesus also allowed us to meet a person from the Bible. We could meet King David, the King David that the Word of God talks about. He was a good-looking man. He was tall and his face reflected the glory of God. The whole time that we were there in the kingdom of heaven, the only thing that King David did was dance, 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 and give all the glory and the honor to God. I want to tell you today, who are reading this testimony, the Word of God tells us in Revelations 21:27, "But nothing unclean, nor anyone practicing immorality and falsehood shall ever enter it, but only those whose names have been recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life." And I also want to tell you that only the brave ones take hold of the kingdom of heaven. God bless you. Fifth testimony. 2 Corinthians 5:10-4, "We must all appear before the tribunal of Christ, so that each may receive as his due what he practiced while in the body, whether good or bad." When we were there in the kingdom of heaven, we could see that New Jerusalem, which the Bible tells us about in John 14:2, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places." If this were not so, I would have told you. "For I am going away to prepare a place for you." We could see that city and enter it. It is a real and wonderful city. Jesus went there to prepare those residences for us. We were there to enter that city, and we could see that each of these residences or houses had a written name in front of the house, the name that belongs to the owner of that house. This city is not yet inhabited, but it is already ready for us. We could go inside the houses and see all the things inside them, but when we went out of the city, we forgot the things we saw. These things were taken away from our memories. However, We can remember that the columns of these houses are plated with precious metals and have many different types of precious stones encrusted in them. They also have pure gold in them. The gold of this city is like the one that the Bible describes. It is almost transparent. It is so shiny, the gold that we have seen on earth cannot be compared in luster and beauty to the gold that is in heaven. After this, we were taken to a place where there were tons of containers. Inside those containers were crystallized tears. Those were the tears that the sons of God shed on the earth. But they were not tears of complaints, but tears that people shed when they are in the presence of God, tears of repentance, tears of gratitude. God keeps these tears as a precious treasure in heaven, just like it is mentioned in Psalms 56:8, Thou takest note of my roaming, and put my tears into thy bottle, are they not in thy book? We also came to a place where there were many, many angels. Although in all of heaven we could see many different types of angels, this place had just one special type. We saw that Jesus has a specific angel for each person. He also showed us that this angel will be with close to us during our entire existence. He introduced to us the angels that each of us has, and we saw their characteristics, but God told us that we are not allowed to reveal these things to others. We read in Psalms 91:11, For he gives his angels orders regarding you, to protect you, wherever you go. We then came to another place, where there were a lot of lockers. Within those lockers were many different flowers. There were some flowers that were open and beautiful. They were radiant. There were other flowers that were kind of droopy. Meanwhile, others seemed to be shriveled. We then asked Jesus what the meaning of all those flowers were. He answered us by saying, It is because the life of each of you is like one of these flowers. He took one of those flowers that were radiant and said, This flower shows the condition of the communion that you have with me. He left the flower there and took another one that was down and told me, Look, this person is down because they are having a trial or difficulty. There is something in this life that is interrupting the communion with me. Do you know what I do with these flowers when they are down in order to make them brilliant and healthy again? He then took the flower in his hand and said, I shed my tears over them and I raise them up. We saw how in a powerful way this flower began to have life again and raise up and its colors began to appear again. After he took one of the shriveled ones and he threw it to the fire and said, Look, this person had known me and walked away from me. Now he dies without me and it is thrown to the fire. When we went out of that place, we could see that there was a beautiful castle. We saw that castle very far in the distance and we noticed something in particular. Nobody dared to get close to that castle, and we believe that is what the scriptures talk about in Revelation 22:1. He then showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing forth from the throne of God and of the Lamb. We believe that the castle probably is located where the presence and throne of God is. While we had this experience in the kingdom of heaven, we had so much joy in our hearts, we had such a peace that passes all understanding. We understood, as it is written in 1 Peter 1:4, to an inheritance imperishable, unsullied, and unfading that is kept safely in heaven for you. Sixth Testimony Luke 22:30, That you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will be seated on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. In that marvelous place, God allowed us to see the most beautiful reception hall that we never thought could exist in any part of the universe. In that place, we saw a giant throne with two chairs in pure gold and precious stones that do not exist in any place of our planet. In front of that giant throne was a table that had no end. On the table was a white tablecloth. It was so white that we couldn't compare it to anything on earth. All manner of exquisite and refined food was set on the table. We saw grapes the size of an orange. And the Lord Jesus Christ let us taste some of those grapes. Today we still can remember their taste. It is something so wonderful. My brother and friend, you cannot imagine all the things that are ready in the kingdom of heaven and what God has already prepared for you. Also, on that table, God allowed us to see the bread, the manna. This was the bread of God that the scriptures tells us about. We could also enjoy of tasting it, and also we enjoyed of many wonderful things that don't even exist in our planet. These things are waiting for us as our incorruptible inheritance in the kingdom of heaven. We will enjoy some amazingly exquisite and delicious foods when we inherit the kingdom of heaven. Something that also amazed us was the chairs that were set to both sides of the table. These beautiful chairs had names written on each one. We could read clearly our names on those chairs, but our names were not the same that we have here on earth. They were the new names that nobody else knew but ourselves. Something that surprised us also is what is written in the Word of God: "Do not rejoice that the demons submit to you, rejoice, because your names are written in the book of life, that are written in the heaven." There were a lot of chairs. There is enough space for all of those who want to come to the kingdom of heaven. There were also chairs that were taken away from the table. That means that there are men and women who got tired of serving God, and their names were erased from the book of life, and they are set away from the wedding supper of the Lamb. God also allowed us to see men from the Bible. The wonderful characters that we read from the scriptures. One of those characters who surprised us was Abraham. Abraham was an elder, but not in his body or his appearance. He was an elder by the wisdom that he had. Abraham's hair was totally white, but each hair was like glass filaments or diamond filaments. What it surprised us the most was that he was even younger than we are. In heaven, all of us will rejuvenate and be young. We were also surprised by his words. Abraham told us something that we will never forget. He welcomed us to the kingdom of heaven and also told us that soon we would be in that place, because the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ approaches the earth quickly.